This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So sister emails me, says that she does not have a husband, she is single, and she is not getting married, or I'm assuming she's past the age of marriage or elder or whatnot. She is saying, the question is as follows, that am I allowed to shave my hair off, but I will wear a hijab, don't worry.
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
So she wants to shave her hair, and she's saying, is this permissible or not for a lady to shave her hair? Very quick question is this. Okay. The issue comes, this is an area where we have an explicit hadith. And there are a number of traditions in this regard. Of them is the hadith in Sahih Bukhari, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam bari'a, freed himself. Bari'a means, I don't want anything to do with this. Freed himself from two types of ladies. Number one, the lady who wails the dead. Wailing the dead is something that, inshallah, it is not really practiced that much anymore, even though some cultures still do it. Wailing is when somebody dies. So ladies in particular raise their voices and chant certain things in a rhythmic fashion. How are we going to live? Who will take care of us? This is a type of wailing that was prohibited. As for crying and as for expressing grief, this is all halal. Wailing is a specific type of crying that especially incorporates haram phrases in it. So the Prophet ﷺ said, I have nothing to do with the lady who does this and the lady who shaves her head off. Because that was something that the priestesses of old and the ladies of Jahiliyyah did. So this is one hadith. The other hadith in Tirmidhi, the Prophet ﷺ forbade a lady to shave her head. This is explicit. So this is now, because of this, most of the madahib say that it is haram, unless obviously there's always an exception for what? Medical. There's always, the sharia always comes. Any cancer, something of this nature. Obviously, no scholar says that it's haram in that case. Obviously. But the default, one group of scholars, and this is the majority, says it is haram because the hadith is explicit. And a smaller group of scholars, I believe the Shafi'i or whatnot, they said that the default is that it is makruh for the one who is single. As for the one who is married, then it is going to be unconditionally makruh. But the one who is single, and so their reasoning as follows, that this is something Allah has blessed the beauty of a lady with. And so if she is married, then she should beautify herself for her husband. But they said if she's not married, then the illah, then the strength of the hadith goes down in her case. And so if she wishes to do it, then it is not haram, but she is simply makruh. It's better to avoid. Both madhab say it's better not to do it. The ikhtilaf, is it haram or is it makruh? As well, there are a number of narrations from our tabi'un and taba tabi'un, not from the Prophet ﷺ, but these are early scholars who said, Allah has honored women with long hair and men with beards. So the point being, this is something that Allah has honored, so then why should we ruin that honor with? So the default we should say, and I say to this sister, no, you should not do so. However, it is authentically narrated that our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, after the ear of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she cut her hair to her shoulder length. And that was something that was atypical. The Arabs of that time would have very long hair. And it is authentically narrated that when basically, yani, there is, you know, you understand when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is no longer there, so then she would cut her hair and she made it small. So from this we can gather that cutting the hair, even to a short extent, is something that is completely permissible, and it is something between the husband and wife, that however she wishes to change or model her hair, as long as shaving is not done, unless it is for a medicinal purpose. As for other types of hair, and there, I've gotten a lot of questions about, you know, the eyebrows, and inshallah that's a separate question, but for this question, the default is that no, she should not be encouraged to completely shave the hair, but she may trim it if she wishes. And with that, inshallah ta'ala, we conclude for today.
لا يزال الخير حيا لا يزال إن في الدنيا سلاما وظلال أخبر الأيام أنا في وصال قم بنا وانظر لآيات الجمال قم بنا وانظر لآيات الجمال